Why has American culture changed so dramatically in the past 25 years? Hi, I'm Rex Rogers, and this is episode number 147 of Discerning What Is Best, a podcast applying unchanging biblical principles in a rapidly changing world and a Christian worldview to current issues in everyday life. Now, I've been thinking about how much American culture has changed in just the last few years, and in my view, much of it for the negative or bad or worse. At first, I chided myself, as in this is just old guy syndrome that occurs as one ages, thinking things just aren't what they used to be. It's a common human sentiment. But then I thought, no, we clearly and objectively have witnessed dramatic developments that I'm not sure people under 30 years of age even realize because they don't remember how things used to be different. Now, I know that back in my day, another common old guy sentiment, not everything was good or right or blessed. Certainly not. But then again, I also remember when political leaders, celebrities, and other notables who had public platforms at least acknowledged, if not actually affirmed, and lived out what was good or right or blessed. So the next thing I started considering is, when did this change occur? When did we become a cruder, less patriotic, less supportive of our heritage and constitutional ideals, polarized, nastier, and in some segments, more violent culture? I wondered when the change occurred, if a time could be identified at all, or maybe what event acted as a tipping point for what we are now experiencing. A tipping point is defined as a critical moment in a complex situation in which a small influence or development produces a sudden, large, or irreversible change. Did we experience a cultural tipping point? Was it the abortion decision, Roe v. Wade? That was enormously consequential, but that was way back in 1973 when I was still in college. Roe v. Wade contributed mightily to what we are now experiencing, but other trigger events occurred later. Was it 9/11 in year 2001? That attack on American soil was horrendous, a first-ever event, and a multifaceted event that everyone old enough to understand will always remember. But I don't think that was our tipping point. Was it the Supreme Court of the United States landmark 2015 ruling in Obergefell v. Hodges, when the court said same-sex couples had a fundamental right to marry? Maybe. That ruling was tectonic, becoming something of a launchpad for later transgender activism promoting trans ideology that has taken American culture by storm in the decades since the court's immoral decision. How about year 2020, when we learned about COVID-19? When, because of fear, governments at all levels limited citizen behavior in ways that overstepped constitutional boundaries and did so regarding freedom of worship and mobility. And social media and major media began to restrict freedom of speech in the interest of quelling what they determined was disinformation. Or that same year, with a tragic death at the hands of police of George Floyd, and the follow-on Black Lives Matter coordinated riots and destruction in American cities. And with BLM and other organizations, the rapid expansion of so-called woke social justice philosophies, arguing racism and white supremacy, systematically characterized every aspect of American life. Were those tipping points, or simply more symptoms of the cause? Now, I admit it's difficult, maybe impossible, to cite just one social development responsible for igniting cultural brush fires that burn out of control, tearing down ideals, values, laws, traditions, all the building blocks that make a culture possible and sustainable in the first place. According to the late great historian Will Durant, a great civilization is not conquered from without until it has destroyed itself from within. He attributes the decline of Rome to various internal factors, including its people, morals, class struggle, failing trade, bureaucratic despotism, stifling taxes, and consuming wars. This is American culture's challenge today. What we are witnessing, what I just listed, are social products of decisions people have made earlier back to the 1960s counterculture. A rejection of a sovereign God, the idea of absolute objective truth, creation of human beings in the image of God, and therefore responsible and accountable to Him, as well as eternally valuable. Once those core beliefs, ones that form the foundation of Western civilization, are set aside, there is nothing left to hold up the structure of the society and culture in which we live. What's left, or what's happening next, is crumbling, which is what we are witnessing now. In the language of the old King James Version, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. What we are witnessing is Romans chapter 1 come to life. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy and murder and strife and deceit and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Now, later in 2 Peter chapter 3, the old King James Version says people are willingly ignorant, or as other versions state it, people deliberately forget. In other words, they choose to be irrational. Now, I've tried to find an illustration for this. It's like I point to a gray rock and say, "That's an ice cream cone," and you accept my statement as truth. Makes no sense, sure, but that's what suppress the truth by their wickedness means. That's what willingly ignorant means. So today, American culture considers true things we did not consider true when I was in college. Babies in the womb are not human, they're just fetuses. So abortion is health care, not murder. Men can become women and vice versa merely by identifying with the other gender. Debt has no consequences, no future accountability. Sex without commitment or fidelity is not consequential but fun, and marriage is optional. Crime and lawlessness are not wrong, but justified reparations for historic discrimination. Race is what defines human beings, not character. American culture no longer has a moral North Star. We believe, and therefore we do, whatever seems right in our own eyes. Now, is there no hope? I don't believe that, because I believe in fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Well, we'll see you again soon. This podcast is about discerning what is best. If you find this thought-provoking and helpful, follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Download an episode for your friends. And for more Christian commentary, check my website, REXM as in Martin, that's RexMRogers.com. And remember, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm.